Peru is well established as a reliable destination for U.S. meat used in further processing, but the rapid growth and modernization of Peru's supermarket sector has created more opportunities for the U.S. industry to market U.S. beef and pork cuts in retail settings that allow for effective merchandising and product differentiation.
Yes, processing is a big part of the product that we're sending down there, but as we continue to break our access into the retail side, where traditionally they're getting a lot of product from other South American countries, we can really differentiate ourselves with our grain-fed product. And I think as we increase that taste demand, we'll see increases in retail case presence.
In addition to the training sessions, Dixon makes on-site visits to advise these businesses on practices that can help ensure product quality throughout the distribution process.
Following that, we tour a couple facilities within each company, really looking at what they're doing well and things that we think they can improve on. And obviously, this would benefit all product they're selling, not only U.S. product, but we see this as a capacity-building exercise to try and increase our relationships with these organizations as we continue to increase the amount of U.S. product that we're putting on the retail cases.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.